Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, along with the rest of the UK, I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
Hiya, this is Scarlett Taylor calling from South Wales. I'd like to know exactly what it is that makes us physically laugh when we find something funny. Thank you.
So what is it that keeps stand-up comedians in a job?
Robert R. Provine, I'm Professor of Psychology at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Why do we laugh at something that's funny? Well, actually, something that's funny is by definition something that makes us laugh. So I'll talk about why we laugh. Now, laughter is really a social phenomenon. If we look back to its origins, laughter, the ha-ha, originated in the pant-pant of rough-and-tumble play, such as you would find in Tickle, or the rough-and-tumble play of children. So pant-pant became the human ha-ha. With adults, however, the arena of laughter has shifted from tickle and rough and tumble to a more linguistic and cognitive arena, whereby, for example, the play of adults has to do with wordplay during conversations. So you don't have to tickle one of your colleagues to get them to laugh. You can tell them a joke. But even within conversation, the key to laughter is the presence of another person. Laughter almost totally disappears when we're alone. So the key element producing laughter is another person, not a joke. In fact, we have followed people around and recorded what was said before people laugh. And in only 10 or 15% is it anything remotely joke-like. Most laughter follows comments like, "Hey, where have you been? I've got to go now." These aren't jokes. So it basically is about developing bonds and relationships with other people.
So it turns out that laughter came before humour even evolved. And on our forum, Make It Lady and Richard 1964 said there's also the case of nervous laughter. Why do kids giggle when they get into trouble? Well, next week I'll be looking at something else that is supposed to make us happy.
This is Rick Shep from Vermont, USA. And my question is, what exactly is tryptophan? And does eating turkey make you sleepy?
So is it worth an extra helping of turkey during the festive season? Let us know by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or write it on our forum, which contains a full discussion of these questions. That's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.